This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries and Prophecy Now podcast listeners. Love you guys. Do not always intend to leave you out of the welcome, but I do every now and then. I can confess this. I hope you guys are all doing great. I'm excited about this word because this is the July word that I'm about to release. And I've been talking to the Lord this last week. I'm like, okay, God, what is up for July besides all the other stuff that he's already doing? What is your heart in July? And if you've been following me at all and you keep up with all the words I released this year, he has been, a lot of what he's been releasing through me, times and seasons, words for the body, is to prepare for the open doors, for the transitions, to have you basically cross over with health, with restoration, with preparation, all the things. He does not allow us to do anything and it not, we learn from it, we gain from it. And so it's not as simple as closing an old door and opening a new door. You guys know that by now. If you're still making it and you have not become a victim, because we're not victims, guys. I'm not even going to get into that whole talk. I had that talk at the conference this weekend. We are not victims. He has already won. It's already been done. So if you're here right now and you're listening, then you're like, okay, I made it to June, and all kind of things have been happening. He's been showing me things. He's given me some swats. He's given me some blessings. He's been releasing things from the glory realms, whatever it is he's doing. But the Lord, basically, what he's been showing me throughout the process of this entire year is how to transition well, how to step into the new doors and the new beginnings well, how to leave your past in the past. And what's interesting is whatever I release through the prophetic ministry, I'm always releasing to those directly under me, and they're always battling things almost exactly the same as what God is already speaking that the body needs. And so we're all in this shaking together, and many will say the shaking is upon us. No, it's been upon us. It's not right now. It started really, the shaking really began about 2018 on a grander scale, bigger scale, you guys, than ever before. And if you haven't noticed, since then has been the major exposures and other things. At the same time, as I say that, I don't say that in any kind of way.
I say that we should be praying for all the things we're seeing, and we should not be going, oh yeah, we knew it was coming. Oh, yep, uh-huh. Jesus already confirmed that to me. We're so cool. No, we should. It should break our hearts. Our hearts should be broken. We don't want to see anyone fall. We don't want to see families hurt. We don't want to see those who are on the side of being victims, hurting or suffering or still to this day, honestly. And this is not anything, and some of you might get offended by this statement, but there comes a point where Jesus is king. And so if you want me to talk about, okay, so many of you have emailed and you've asked me about the current events. I already told you what I thought about the current events. I'm not going to go there again because I don't think you really want to hear what I got to say. So I think you do, but at the same time, I'm like super real, and I don't think Jesus is playing no more. And so, but at the same time, you have all these different pieces happening, you guys. Now, you have the side of those who were affected the most. I'm sorry. I'm sad that that happened to them. I will tell you this. I've been through wretched things. Jesus is king. So my thoughts on that are, why are we still talking about this, this, and this? Jesus is king. He's the healer. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. If we're submitted in doing what he's asked us to do, then this shouldn't even be a thing happening. But at the same time, as we don't give the devil credit for anything, Jesus is exposing, and it must happen because maybe there's some forms of a lack of repentance or whatever it is. The thing is our part is, number one, to keep doing what God's called us to do. Pray for those affected. Take a place of humility and move forward in what he's called us to do. To stop and let yourself be all distracted by news and the latest Christian gossip. Christians can have gossip too. Latest Christian gossip, whatever. Don't even stop for it. Prayer is what's necessary. Blessing those all affected are necessary. And those are the things that are the most important right now, is that we are ministering to those basically who are hurting you guys. But okay, so there's several things that you can think when you're dealing with a situation like this, all the different current events that are happening. Honestly, I feel like the devil is looking for stuff because he wants to destroy. And I'm pretty sure I prophesied that. And I'm not saying that in any kind of way at all. But I had prophesied in 2022, or maybe even 2021, that at the same time as God is exposing, the enemy is going to also promote hidden agendas to make the church look even worse than ever before on purpose to prevent the gathering of the harvest. And so he is going to be the accuser of the brethren. Now, that does not mean Christians don't have a responsibility. We shouldn't have repentance. We shouldn't have whatever. But my thought process is, do we believe in redemption? Do we believe in forgiveness? Do we believe in the restoration of the blood of the cross? This is leading into the word for July, guys. So hang tight. Do we believe in the blood of the cross? Does Jesus really save? Does he really redeem? Does he really forgive? If he does, then why now? This is where I would insert a emoji. Why now, parse, whatever you want to say, whatever cool word you want to put there.
Why now? Interesting. See, these are things that I think about. Not all the time, because I got stuff to do, guys, and it is not to focus on those distractions. But here's the thing. You got to have discernment. You've got to be in the know. If you're close to Jesus, you're in the know. You ain't going to be distracted with nothing. You pray for the situation. You don't fall into social media traps. You also don't fall into being a part of the clickbait. I already talked about that. Not going to go into it. Our role should look completely different than what the world would be doing in the same situation. We should not be reacting like them. We should not be thinking like them. We should not be all over the place. We either believe the cross or we don't. So that means, I'm about to freak you out. You ready? If something happened 25 years ago, do people get forgiveness? Are they redeemable? If you don't believe that, then you should not be a Christian. So I was a party girl. Yeah, I did not, you know, I didn't have criminal things and all that, but I was a party girl and doing all kinds of things I was not supposed to be doing before I got saved. So here's the thing. Does he really save? If he does, I think it's just some things are a little suspect when they just keep wanting to pop up. Because basically what we're all saying, and I said this to my school of ministry class, because they've had questions. Some of them are newer to the Lord. And I explained to them everything I'm telling you, but in more detail. But the thing is we have to be discerning and pay attention. What is the devil really up to, guys? And what part is he really playing? God's going to expose for the good of those being exposed, because he wants them set free and delivered. But then the devil has an agenda too, guys. So here's the thing. Don't get sucked into stuff. Don't get sucked in. You keep your face like flint down the narrow road, and you focus on all that God's told you to do, and you pray for all of this, and you keep on a trucking. And because at the same time as I can see that thing over there, I can see these three other things. There's sides, all the sides. And the devil usually has one of them, you guys. So we can't get overwhelmed or get sucked in to the enemy's accusations and stupidity. Because basically, as far as I'm concerned, what's happening is some of what's happening is the cross is being made a mockery of, the redeemability of a human. Can we really get saved? Can we really be restored? Can we really, you know, stop a bad behavior? Haven't you had to stop a bad behavior? I had to stop a bad behavior, lots of them, after I got saved. Everyone has a process. So do we believe in that process or not? So what I'm saying is, you can read all you want into those statements that I just made. We need to focus on the cross. We need to focus on our mantle and call. He's called me to focus on times and seasons and to prepare the body. So sometimes I'll get on, you won't hear one, I won't say one word about none of the nonsense I see out there going on. Because in the spirit, I see what's happening underneath. And I know the devil's games, and he wants to distract, he wants to manipulate. He wants all of us to be doing everything we're not supposed to be doing. We're not focusing on what God has told us to be doing. Getting holy, getting pure, getting rid of Egypt, embracing and being all in to his plan for you, your family, your ministry, your small, your Christian business, or whatever it is that you do. We get off of that, and then we'll spend an entire season on crazy. And so let's not do that, guys, okay?
So I'm going to move on. The Anointed to Win conference was amazing. We did not record it because we literally had nowhere to put the camera and the stand because we were jam-packed like sardines. It was super fun. Like, for real. There wasn't even aisles, you guys. Okay, there was, but they were like 12 inches. And people like had to squeeze down to get to their seats. Because we took up every seat and then had to add more seats. And it was a riot of a good time. So it was an amazing 2 days. And for those of you who came to the conference, we had an amazing time of deliverance. I got all kinds of altar stories, guys. You know I love those. I got informed by a demon that it did have to listen to me. That was hilariously awesome. And we had someone that came up. And so basically what I did was, because it was focused deliverance, we did a lot of stuff corporately. And then they would come up and I would break the yoke. And I laid hands on people. We did the commissioning, impartation of fire, all that. Well, when we were dealing with the spirit of fear and intimidation, the devil no likey-likey that. And so someone came up, one of the women, she came up and she was like, the closer she got to having to be near me, all heck was breaking loose and she was manifesting bad. And when she got up to me, I brought over a couple of more altar worker helpers to hold her in case we needed to hold her down, possibly. And she just like was like shaking really bad. And she was like, I don't know what's going on. This is not me. I don't know what's happening. What's happening? What's happening? And I was like, you're being delivered is what's happening. And there's a lot of glory here. And, you evidently need to be delivered from the spirit of fear and intimidation. And it does not like this atmosphere. And so, but in the midst of, breaking the yoke, the Lord, he on each individual person would speak things to me like, you know, a prophetic word or in particular things, separate things that need to leave or need to be, you know, whatever, canceled or whatever, broken off. And so for this particular person that was manifesting really bad, she was manifesting really bad until I broke the yoke and then still manifesting really bad. And then I knew the Lord basically told me there's lying spirits. Command them to, you know, to shut up and to leave. So I'm not nice to demons, you guys. So I basically said, you know, I command every lying spirit to take its hands off of you and to shut up right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And the demon, the manifesting stopped 100%. And the demon looked me right in the eye like that. Like to intimidate me, like it was going to work, you know, and goes and then just sits there and gives me the stare down and just stopped. And I said, and then the demon said to me with a different voice, don't take her. Like he wants to keep residing in her and don't take her. And I said, I'm sorry, but I said, you need to shut up and you need to go. So that's just what I did. And when I said, you need to shut up, they stopped again and they looked at me like, and I said, yeah, you heard me. And you already know I ain't playing. I told you to go. You have to go. I can make you leave. And the demon literally said this to me. The demon said, I know. Well, they gave me the stare down. I said, bye-bye. You better just listen to me because I ain't playing with you and I'm going to make you leave. And the demon literally said to me, I know, to me, that I could make him leave. It was just the most amazing, Dirty Harry, not that I'm saying go watch that movie, moment. It was like, I don't even know. I probably wasn't even born when it came out. Maybe I was. I probably saw the rerun or my dad watched it. But what I'm saying is don't go watch it. But it was kind of funny like that. Clint Eastwood moment. Okay. So we had an amazing time in the glory. Massive deliverance. People were healed, delivered, set free. Had a great time. And I'll be praying about my next location for another Anointed to Win conference. And okay, guys, I'm going to move on. Next thing is Tanzania. Still raising funds. If you would like to give to that, we would love to receive your donations. We're excited to go and see all that God's going to do. Okay, that's it. Now, back to the July word. There's many things I could say for this month, but I'm only going to say what he's told me to say. And so, like I said, this last week, as I've been thinking about everything happening, everything he's already been telling me this entire year, and all the words I've released about things laying dormant that rise up, you know, guarding the tent of testimony. You need to go back and watch all the words I've released, you guys. Stop focusing on perceived obstacles. And so what will happen is these are all things that will prevent you from making it through the process that God needs us. Now, sometimes, here's the thing. He don't want us taking no 40 years. The people of God, they left Egypt and they had, it was supposed to be 11 days, guys. So sometimes our processes should be going faster. Our transitions, we should be getting over the fear faster. And sometimes we want to make excuses because I've heard it and I've had to be the one to tell people. When they come to me and they're like, well, I know that this probably should be the next thing, or this is what I should be doing, or whatever, you know, but this and this, it's like, no, that's 100% fear promoted. Sometimes we're just supposed to go through the door. It opens and we have to step forward through it. And it's like that old Carmen song, you know, stepping out on nothing and finding something there. That's the whole Christian walk. And so, but what happens is, as soon as we get, God starts to bring us this new beginning on a silver platter. It does not feel like it's coming on a silver platter, but it's coming on a silver platter. And we're like, all of a sudden we start backing up because now things that we thought we dealt with, we have not dealt with, or they'd have been laying dormant. Old fears, or whatever. And so he's been trying to work with us throughout this year, because just so you know, God doesn't want you to just survive the shaking and become a wheat by the skin of your teeth and not a tear. He wants us to thrive, you guys. He wants us to be bearing fruit. Even while we're in transition, maybe like he's moving you out of one thing into a new beginning, he still wants us to be bearing fruit. He wants us to be fruitful along the way with all that he has for us. He doesn't waste anything. None of the time is wasted. But sometimes when there's a wait, you're like, oh. Sometimes it's not the spirit of delay. And it's not interfering spirits. And I've talked about this in my March word. Sometimes it's not those. You can rebuke all day long. It's just the Lord is saying, no, this is where you're at in the process. This is where you're at in the timeline. And I can't move you forward until this thing gets dealt with. And so until you get set free from that, or he can change that behavior in you, or he can redirect you or purify that thing, you can't get to the next step. And so he's waiting for us to, sometimes it's simply believing him. That was the problem with the people of God coming out of Egypt. All these miracles were happening. But as soon as one thing went wrong or wasn't going their way, they were like, meh, we're victims, meh, you know. And so then they start looking back. And so the Lord doesn't want us taking a new beginning, taking an open door and doing that, and at the same time, not having the right heart to carry it. And so this is all preparing you for the July word I'm about to give you, okay? We have to be ready to carry it. We have to be ready. There's no other words, you guys. He's not going to give us this new thing this new baby, this new whatever, ministry, new job, new career, new marriage, new relationship, whatever it is, the new that could be coming. Those are all types of new things. If you haven't dealt with the old thing all the way, he doesn't want us carrying any baggage forward. He wants us to break fear. And so there's certain things that he's doing in the process. Now, as I said in my last word before the Florida Repent, you guys, take it seriously. Go watch that word if you did not watch it. It's the real deal. Jesus is not joking. Okay. But sometimes God is done waiting for us because he's waiting on us. We're not actually waiting on him. We're the ones delaying it because we won't simply let him do what he needs to do to help us conquer whatever it is that's keeping us from going into the promised land. When it was time for Joshua to be commissioned, he had to go. He wasn't commissioned, and then he sat there for 10 years, waiting around, twiddling his thumbs, biting his teeth, you know, all scared, trying to come up, okay, a better plan. How can I work around this? That's all fear-based. When the Lord said go, Joshua had to go. So sometimes the process, we're making it longer than it needs to be because we're chickens. I'll just say it like it is. I've been guilty, and I don't want to do that. When God first told me to get on YouTube and start releasing words, I was like, what? What? No. No. I don't think I need to do that. I disobeyed for 8 months. For real, you guys. But thank goodness he knows already that we're going to disobey a little bit. We shouldn't. So then he kind of just fixes things because he already knew that we're chickens in some form. Okay. So, but the thing is, there does come a point where he's now saying, I'm going to force you out of the nest. I'm going to force you into deliverance. I'm going to force you into freedom, not in a mean way, but in a, I love you, get to it way. Fire under the rear. If you've raised any children or you have children, you know there's certain things that cannot keep happening. When it's time for them to be potty trained, they need to go in the toilet. And you're like the big Jesus in the sky telling your child, tell me when you need to go because you're going to go in the toilet. Okay? So Jesus is saying there has to be an end to a process. And so there has to be, he has a moment that you walk through that door. He has a moment you're supposed to step out. He has a moment you're supposed to be doing that new thing or that new beginning or whatever, having that new baby. Sometimes a baby represents a ministry or whatever it is. Whatever it is, you guys. So there's so much happening, but this is what the Lord has to say for July, okay? To let you know where he's at. He woke me up all night long with the song, Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood by Charity Gale. Honestly, I have not even listened to that song. I don't even know, maybe over a year. And so it just was playing in my spirit. And so when I woke up in the middle of the night, I knew something was up. When he does that with a song I have not listened to, I know that he's up to something. And so I've been sitting on it for like 2 days. As I've been waiting for him to tell me, you know, what's on your heart for July. We already know what's on his heart for this whole times and seasons. That's what everything's about. The shaking, this new era of this 10 years from 2020 to 2030. We know that there's exposure and there's all these things. We know the seasons, some of the big seasons that the body of Christ is in. Purifying of the bride. All these things I know he's told me and that I've been prophesying. But then there's little things that are happening in between. He does have new beginnings. There's other things happening besides the overall reality of the shaking. And he does care about the little things, you guys. And just so you know, he has plans for you. He has plans for me. He wants all of us to fulfill those plans. He wants all of us to do everything he has planned from the beginning of time to do. And if you are his and he owns you, then that means he's probably got some great things for you in the glory that he has been planning and preparing. And so that means there's a process we have to be taken through, because he wants us to be able to then have those things, be healthy, be free of fear. He wants us to not have baggage. He wants us to be able to go with the glory, embrace it, have full joy, no brokenness, no fear, no hesitation. And so there has to be a process for him to do that. It doesn't typically happen overnight. A lot of people want things to happen tomorrow. It doesn't always work that way. But then there are times he does need you to get with it. Just like when your child needed to be potty trained, after a minute, you're like, okay, kid, you're about to start getting spanked. You got to go in the toilet. So there comes a point where the Lord is like, you're coming out of that season now. I need you to go into this new season, and you need to get on with it. Step out. Quit being afraid of whatever. I've already told you guys. I've talked about it all year. Having that new baby, starting that new business, getting a new relationship, going into a new marriage. New, you guys. New things, new ministry alignments. I don't know. Him pruning the old. So there's been a lot of the removal happening. And that's great, you guys. But sometimes other things happen that prevent us from going forward. Into the process as quickly as he wants us to be going. Sometimes he is moving quickly. We want him to be forever slow. So there's several different ways. When we're afraid, we want the process to be slow. And we have the sin of assumption and presumption. I'm just throwing that out there. I've repented for it a lot. That it's supposed to be slow, but really it's you battling whatever, and you're not doing it. You're just not stepping out. You're just not conquering the old thing and stepping out. And then there's other times he purposely makes us wait, because there's beautiful things he's doing in the wait, and we don't ever want to skip that, you guys. But he also has other times that he's like, I ain't waiting around for you. I have a plan, and it has it needs to happen in a certain timing, in a certain year, in a certain month, in a certain way. And I'm not waiting. So then he lays on the pressure and he's like, you know, and, so it's good to understand where you're at and make sure you're not falling into the sin of assumption and presumption to how God is doing it, and make sure that you're not the one holding things up, because you're just not letting yourself conquer or be delivered of something that needs delivered. Okay, are you ready? This is the July word. So he woke me up all night long with that song. I'm sorry, guys. I think I see a feather floating down. These things are always happening. And just so you know, earlier when I was getting my makeup on to record this, big chunks of silver were falling on me, on my head, while I was trying to get... I'm serious. And I picked it off and it just came back. They think they're funny. Okay. For real. This is my daily life. Okay, so I've been playing the song for 2 days, guys, and I'm just letting it brew in my spirit. And I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to say with everything? There's been so much that's went on this year, even for me, in my own life, my own ministry, my own personal life, changes this, you know, there's just stuff. There's always stuff, you guys. And, this is what the Lord said to me as I let the song sit and I went back through and I looked at the lyrics, of her song that she wrote. And this morning I was like, okay, God, what do you have to say for your people? And this is basically what he said. The blood has been being applied. I've been applying it to my people in this season of transition. The blood isn't just for cleansing and salvation, but also for healing and deliverance. So freedom can come on a greater scale to prepare my people to leave the past in the past and allow all closed doors to close and step into the new. I have been preparing for you to bring a true future and a hope like you've never known. With a return of all the enemy has stolen from you, times seven plus double. This is him. This is what he said. Times seven plus double. This is a weighty return and must have a solid place to land so it can do the most work and blessing. This weighty return is more beautiful than you can imagine, and I've been helping you to make proper room for these weighty gifts I've been gathering on your behalf. My angels of divine abundance, hence probably why all the silver and gold dust all getting all over me while I've been getting ready to record this, and then feathers showing up. My angels of divine abundance have been hard at work retrieving all that I have been preparing for you. They have been gathering all that has been stored on your behalf because of your faithfulness to me. The recovery process can seem daunting during the wait, but you must know divine help has been at work on your behalf. Nothing has been forgotten. You have not been forgotten. Trust the work being done during the process. Receive the gift of my blood applied to bring you to full healing and deliverance. So you are ready to receive all that's been being prepared for you and the recovery of all things. Provision, peace, love, hope like you've never known, and a joy that won't be contained. New beginnings and open doors can be scary. Trust that I've been applying the healing blood, and thank me for it. Let the joy of healing come and keep your heart so thankful for the blood. The blood has been being applied as a healing salve. Embrace the work of the blood. Trust all that I'm doing and let the recovery come and receive the joy that comes with it as you step into and reach forward and toward the open doors and new beginnings. Amen and amen. Okay, guys, here's what I'll tell you. We have to be willing to reach when he says reach. We have to be willing to step out when he says step out. We have to trust that we have help beyond our human effort, that we are not in this alone. As he said, his angels, ministering spirits, have been sent out to work on your behalf to bring to pass all that he has for you so that it's in place. You can trust him. He's been applying the blood. And I'll just tell you guys this. Man, I can feel the glory. Over the last 2 days, as I've been listening to the song, I've just been thinking about, man, thank you, God, for applying the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood that isn't just for salvation and isn't just for cleansing, but it's also for healing and freedom and deliverance. And the blood covers way more than what we think. And when he's applying the blood and it's at work, man, it's a beautiful work, you guys. He needs us to trust him. You need to know that he's walking through this transition with you, that you will not go into any new beginning or open door on your own. He has been preparing you to carry it's a weighty recovery. His words, it's a weighty recovery. It's a lot, it's a big job. And it's not just for you. It's many in the body of Christ that he has been preparing the recovery process of the returning what the enemy has stolen, the reckoning, the double portion. And so, but there's things that he's saying it's time you need to step towards that, reach for it. Move forward in that without fear and trust all that I've been doing as I've been applying the blood. and let the blood do its work. Be ready to receive the joy, the peace, the new beginnings, the fresh starts, whatever it is for you, whatever it is you know he's been moving you towards. It's literally like that song, stepping out on nothing and finding something there. Stepping out on nothing and finding something there, you guys. You at some point, we all have to trust what he is telling us. We all have to trust what he's been revealing to us. We all have to trust that we have divine help. We are not on our own. The angels are real. They exist. They exist to help those who inherit salvation. If you have inherited salvation, which we all do inherit salvation, then they're at work on our behalf. You can activate them. You can acknowledge their work because they're a messenger just like I'm a messenger to you. There's nothing weird going on. It ain't crazy. And so he needs you to know that there's a lot happening, that he's been doing so much, you guys. He's been applying the blood. And what a beautiful blood. And man, I plan to read this so I can keep it together. Whew. Okay. But this pretty much just says it all, okay? And I got to keep it together. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so basically, he took the pain and suffering so that we could have peace, freedom, healing, joy, all the things on earth that can only come from heaven. And we have to keep going and with hope, you guys, and excitement and joy. When he tells us things and he shares secrets with us on things that he's going to be doing in our life or things that are coming, it's not to make us fearful or to freak out. We've got to lean more into him, and we have to trust when he applies the blood that it's a mighty work that he's doing, and we have to have faith, and we have to trust him. It's literally that simple, and I know it's not simple, but we have to trust him and allow him to take us through the open doors and into new beginnings, fresh starts, all the things that he's doing. And you guys, these could be words I could release every year, but this is a pivotal year, the year of the open door. And you already know that, the open doors and the beginning and of the wealth transfer, the reckoning, the return of all that's been stolen. We are in a different season now, and it's a weighty return, you guys. It's a weighty return. And you would think it's super easy to receive it, but it's not always. And so he's been getting us ready. We've been in a process of getting ready. But I will say this, though, too, on his behalf. There comes a time, because I've had him say it to me, okay, Liberty, no more waiting. You're going to have to conquer that thing that's making you keep waiting when I've told you, I've not told you to keep waiting, but you're still waiting. You're giving it another month because of this, this, and this. And I've had, and I know because all the different things, he's told me all kinds of things this last year. New things that are coming. And I'm just like, okie dokie. Hail, just kidding. I'm really not kidding. You guys, the thing is we can't stop him. We don't want to prevent. We want to be in his timing. I don't want to miss out on anything. Because here's what I got to say. The devil is stupid. The devil is a liar. And he has stolen enough of our time, of our hearts, of our provision, of whatever. He has stolen enough of it. He has stolen enough of our years. It's time to take them back. And if we ain't ready to find our Joshua so we can take the land, whatever it is,
Your land could be whatever, a fresh start, a new beginning, having a new baby, starting that new business. I don't know what it is. But there's promises that he wants to fulfill, but we have to let him by participating with him and receiving them with joy. And I'm the first to tell you, it is not always the easiest because it bumps up against stuff. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I did not know that was there. Oh my gosh, that's still there. And so just know that whatever part of the process you're in, he's applying the blood. Trust all that he's doing. You have help. There's angelic assistance at work on your behalf. You're doing none of this alone. His blood was shed so you could be healed. You could have peace. You could have new beginnings, new seasons, redos, restoration, new things that he has for you. He has it all planned out. And we have to trust him, guys. So that's my July word. We got to trust him. So let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. And we just say, apply the blood, Lord. Thank you that you've been applying the blood. Thank you for healing and deliverance and freedom. Thank you that while we feel like we've been waiting or we've been in a process, that you've been applying the blood, that you have been preparing us to receive all the wonderful things that you have that are weighty, Lord. The return is weighty. And Lord, we say thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the blood. We thank you that you're recovering all on our behalf. We thank you that we have angelic assistance and your messengers, ministering spirits that are here to help us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the heavenly help. And we continue to say we will be obedient. We will walk in faith. We will trust you. And we will embrace everything that you've planned for us, Lord. We will reach forward. We will step out. We will reach towards all that you have without fear, without anything. We will let you apply the blood and remove all of it, Lord. God, we say remove all of it. Take it all. Take it all. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we glorify you. Woo! I'm going to go, guys, because, man, there's so much glory. I love you guys. Be blessed. I don't know. I'm going to go because I could just keep rattling. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.